Our limbic system, which is our emotional center of the brain, is 20% bigger than men's. We've got 25% more head-to-heart connection, more connections between the brain and our heart and the feeling. So we are built to feel. It's actually part of our design. And that's part of the message I want to get out to women. We need to be more compassionate. We need to understand this knowledge and share it with our men so that we can have compassion for each other, to understand that we are supposed to be emotional. Emotions are chemicals, so hormonal and all of that sort of stuff. So not only do we have more emotion, we then are cyclic because we have a hormonal pattern. So you throw that into the mix as well. Like, it's complex. We are far more complex than men in that regard. And it just needs a bit of more understanding. And that's what I want. You're not broken. You are perfectly imperfect. We just need to work within what we've got.
Welcome to the Property Management Podcast with That Property Mum. I'm your host, Kylie Walker. I'm a former television sports journalist and mother of four, turned co-owner of a million-dollar real estate brand. Each week, I teach women in the property management industry all the best tips to help you balance your career and family, grow your dream business, master your fear, boost your confidence, and conquer your mindset. Ready to get started? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Property Management Podcast. I'm your host, Kylie Walker, aka That Property Mum. I want you to join me today on a journey of transformation and empowerment with our incredible guest, Tracy Prescott, a leading female mindset coach and beacon of absolute inspiration. She educates women on the differences between men and women's brains that the medical world is only now starting to pay attention to, how our larger emotional center, hormones and epigenetics play out in our lives, and brings a female design solution for smashing through any glass ceilings that are holding us back. In this episode, she'll dive deep into the realms of the mind, guiding you through powerful techniques and strategies to unlock your true potential and create lasting change in your life. She also shares a practical strategy to help in conflict situations as well. So whether you're overcoming self-doubt, have confidence issues, relationship issues, or anything that is holding us back in our careers and business, she's here to empower you to step into the life that you've always dreamt of. She calls herself a transformologist and runs a three-part program called Creatrix. I've already signed up for her 20-minute clarity call, and I can't wait to learn more. So if you are ready to ignite your inner fire, shatter limiting self-beliefs, and embark on a journey of self-discovery like never before, tune in as she shares her wisdom and expert insights to help you cultivate the ultimate female mindset. Tracy, thank you so much for joining me on the Property Management Podcast. Before we dive in, can you please share with our audience a little bit about yourself and how you got started, what you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a mother of two. I've got a husband as well, and I've got a fur baby, you know, got to have the fur child as well. So I'm a mother of two. I've got an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. And how I got into what I'm doing now is basically to help myself, really. I had a bit of a, as often these sorts of things play out, I had issues in my own life that I was really struggling to deal with. And it was the hunt for the thing to help myself that caused this business to come about, because I had done all the traditional things that you needed to do. I come from a HR background. I was 15 years in HR, so I've done lots of personal development, had access to all those things. I had done some counseling over the years because I really struggled with self-confidence and doubting myself all the time. And so I'd done the counseling, I'd done psychologist, I'd done personal development, read all the books, did all the things, and you know, And then in my mid-40s, I'm still having the same issues just as badly, still feeling like nothing's working. And that's sort of how it came about. I was like, I had given up on myself, to be perfectly honest. I'd gotten sort of late 30s, early 40s, and I thought, well, I've done everything, so I must be just broken. Which is often what I hear from my clients, that, you know, I'm just broken and nothing works for me. And of course, when your kids come along and you watch those little bubblers come into the world, the thought of passing on that to them, because that's part of the journey. Like when you become really self-aware and you do all those self-help books, it's great because you do become really aware about trigger points and what some of your issues are, which is fabulous, and where they come from. And you can see it in your family as well. And that's what scared me and motivated me to really want to dive deeper and find the thing that works. And thankfully, I'm very thankful to say that that persistence paid off, because I was able to find a female method. I found the reason why what was out there wasn't working for me, and I found the thing that did, and it's absolutely changed my life. And now I just want to share that with every woman far and wide. Every woman deserves to know about that.
I absolutely love that. I think that's fantastic. And I think, you know, really important to note that we're all going to go through these challenging times and these dark moments in our lives, and having a toolkit or something that we can turn to in those moments. I am so intrigued to hear more about this. So tell me, what does a female mindset specialist do?
Well, so there's two things. Education is key. Obviously, there's so little information out there about the differences between men and women. Essentially, sort of the issue that we hit is that all the methods out there are based off science and research that was done way back in the early 1900s, when only men were allowed in universities and where only men were allowed to delve into science and do research and things like that and be researched on as well, actually. And it wasn't up until like the 1954 was the very first time that they allowed women to become test subjects in that sort of research and things. But even though that was the case, it wasn't taken up. So essentially, we all know, like if I say to you, you know, men and women are different, you'll be like, yeah, duh. And yet with medicine and in psychology and personal development, it's still a one size fits all. It's still based on the things that they've learned that work for men. And so what I do is I'm all about research. It's all science backed. There are things out there that previously have been just not given the light of day that are actually really important. So things like the way we see the world, we've got different cells in our eyes. Everybody does. There's a M ganglion and a P ganglion, but they do different things. One is a conal and it gives you that peripheral, and one is a spiral and it gives you that focus where you can really zone in and see that detail. Well, in that research, they actually noted that men have more of that conal, that peripheral view, and that women have more of that spiral detail view. But even in the conclusion, it was, but that's of little relevance. So you're saying the way we go out and see the world, you know, has little relevance. The fact that it is completely different, that women really do zone in, we see the detail. We're those people that, like, if you're lying to us, if we see a girlfriend and you say, oh, how are you doing? And they go, oh, yeah, I'm fine. We're like, no, really? How are you? Because we can see all those little nuances that tell us that it's not okay. Our friend isn't okay. And so it's those sort of things really shape how we see the world. So I'm about educating about what's out there, but also bringing a method that works, because we don't work the same way as men. Talking about our problems, talking about our childhood and the relationship that we have with our parents and all the trauma that we've experienced, it's actually really incredibly bad for women, because what it does is your brain can't tell the difference between now and your imagination. And so you're basically putting yourself back in that situation, re-feeling all the feelings, and all you're doing is burning that deeper into your subconscious. And so the method that I bring is actually designed by a woman, an Australian woman, which is super exciting as well here on the Sunshine Coast, but designed by an Australian woman for how our brains work, taking into consideration, you know, physiology, our hormones, which is another a topic that is often not considered as well, and the way that we use our brains. So it's super exciting. It's called Creatrix. We call ourselves a transformologist, but basically, so a psychologist is a study of behavior and your brain, and transformology is a study of transformation in women. That's what we like to call ourselves. But we call it the new psychology for women, because mm-hmm. it has amazing results, and it works for those women that haven't found anything yet that has stuck. And I
So
just
talk.
Really big waffle. Sorry about that.
No.
Very
Oh, that's
excited
amazing.
about
No, well, let's really dive into that then. Let's talk about what is in. I love the name, by the way. I don't know if I wouldn't do it justice if I tried to repeat it. What did you say?
Transformologist.
Transformologist. What would, if I was coming to work with you, nothing's worked for me. Talk me through what the program would look like and the sort of transformation that you are getting with clients. And is it, sorry, maybe even start back before that. Somebody that wants to come and work with you, where are they right now? What are their struggles? What are their problems? And what are they experiencing in their lives, or even use yourself, where you perhaps were at, which led you down this path?
Absolutely. So where they would be at, they know that things need to change. They know that those things are themselves, that they only have control really of ourselves. So they've probably gone and either seen a counselor or psychologist. Pretty much my story at the beginning there, you've tried things and they either haven't worked or haven't quite worked well enough for those big things. And you're finding that you're still being triggered in the same way. So that could look like you're feeling lost in life or professional even, and you just don't know where to go, what to do. You just don't enjoy your work life anymore. You're similar to me, maybe, where you're finding yourself lack of confidence, where you are finding yourself unable to take action or to do the things you know you can do, but there's a block, there's something stopping you. That's the sort of clients that I work with. And yeah, and you've tried those things, and not that I'm the last resort, but that you're just so frustrated because you just haven't seen any of those returns on investment, basically. What it looks like is, obviously we'd have, well, not obviously, I'd like to have a 20-minute conversation to start off with, because it's really important that we get along. You're not going to get any benefit from me if there's no relationship, if we can't build some sort of connection, some sort of feeling like, you know, that you're safe. And that, so that's the first starting point, is we just have a conversation, have a chat, and I see where you're at.
I can't imagine anybody not getting on with you.
Thanks so much. Oh, that's very kind, and I hope that's the case. But yeah, come and have a conversation with me. We'll see where you're at, and we'll see if it's right for you too, because sometimes people aren't in the right headspace. Sometimes they do need a little bit more help, and that's fine too, because I've got access to a whole ream of people that I work with as well that can really help to get you in the right, like, obviously if you're in the middle of deep, deep grief, I'm going to, this is going to be difficult for you. So we need to get to a point where you are able to sort of function a bit more in the world again. And so, yeah, come and see me then. What happens is, if we do move ahead, if you like what you hear and we get along really well, then I book you in for, we do all our sessions. I book in those sessions straight up in the first meeting. It's only about 7 or 8, depending on what you do. So I have 3 programs that I run. I have a self-esteem reset, a emotional regulation reset, so helping us to manage those crazy emotions that we get, because, hey man, we're women and that's how it rolls, and that's cool.
Especially in menopause, that would be a big help for a lot of women in my audience.
Absolutely. And then we have a stress response reset, and that's for those people. So that stress response one is more of icing on the cake, really. Like, I find that once women have done the self-esteem and the self-regulation, and really they go hand in hand. Even if you don't think you need one of those, I will guarantee you, you probably will. You'll find that you will. But that's part of the discussion, that discovery that we have about where you need to go. But the self-esteem reset is that icing on the cake. It's that how you respond under pressure. And if those other two haven't quite got you where you need to go, then this one will absolutely level it out. And what I call it is, like, it's like, I want to say recalibrating your brain, but that could sound a little scary. I don't mean that. But what I mean is, it's a closed eye experience. It's not hypnotherapy or anything like that. You are completely awake. It's just a visualization that we take you on, because of the way our brains work. Women are freaking awesome. And the part, one of the reasons that make us so awesome is that everything in our brain is connected to everything. So we really struggle to compartmentalize. And that's part of why psychology and all those current methods out there don't really work, because it's based on a brain that can really compartmentalize. And that's what men do brilliantly. they literally have like boxes in their brains for this box is for work, that box is for family, you know, this box is for golf, and none of the boxes touch and they don't mingle. And I just talk about this subject and then I put that drawer away, right? And that's how psychology is set up. Psychology is set up, if you have an issue in an area, you pull out that box, you unpack it so that you can understand it and acknowledge it. Then you accept it, but you don't change it. Then you put it in the box, close that drawer, and the idea is that you're never to open that drawer again because we've unpacked it, we've seen it, and we've made the agreement we're not going to do that. Well, if everything is connected to everything, one little trigger over here at work sets off a chain reaction in a woman and all the frigging drawers open.
And they're slammed.
You would well know. That's right.
Or they're tipped upside down.
Correct. We'll just tip that all into a pile. Thanks very much in the middle there.
Yeah. And the shit show starts.
That's correct. And we're feeling all the feels and we've got absolutely no chance of working through that because part of another part of the brain, fabulous thing of the brain, is that when your emotion kicks in, when you're highly emotional, your frontal cortex, which is this part of the front here that actually does all the logical thinking and the problem solving, it turns off. So you actually don't stand a chance to think logically in that moment. And that's part of the thing with women that is something I really want to push out there and really want to them women to understand, because that's been something that we have been some cliche basically that, you know, oh, you're over dramatic, you're so crazy, you know, just calm it down. Well, hey, guess what, babe? We're supposed to be emotional. Our limbic system, which is our emotional center of the brain, it's 20% bigger than men's. We've got 25% more head-to-heart connection, more connections between the brain and our heart and the feeling. So we are built to feel. It's actually part of our design. And that's part of the message I want to get out to women. We need to be more compassionate. We need to understand this knowledge and share it with our men so that we can have compassion for each other, to understand that we are supposed to be emotional. Emotions are chemicals, so hormonal and all of that sort of stuff. So not only do we have more emotion, we then are cyclic because we have a hormonal pattern. So you throw that into the mix as well. Like, it's complex. We are far more complex than men in that regard. And it just needs a bit of more understanding. And that's what I want. You're not broken. You are perfectly imperfect. We just need to work within what we've got. And so,
it just blows me away every time I have conversations with people like you that do all this research and understand, you know, we don't know so much about ourselves. Even as I'm going through menopause now and I'm doing more research on it, my grandmother never spoke to me about menopause. No female, some of our female friends now that we're all starting to go through, we'll be at the gym and somebody will say something and somebody will be going, oh, that's menopause. That's menopause. It seems like we're blaming, but we don't really know. We're just, you know, guessing that it's menopause. We know so little about really what is going on in our female bodies. And you're right. There's not probably as much research done on women as there has been on men for generations, for decades, centuries, hundreds of years. I don't know. So talk to me then. It sounds like that you do have a solution and a way of educating women on some of the stuff that we don't know about ourselves, which is crazy to think that we don't know. You know, in the era of Google, we still don't know a lot about ourselves. So talk to me more about what is involved in the program. Yeah, what you would be working on in that space.
Sure. So with this closed eye process that you go through with me, it is actually about taking away all that social conditioning. So we go on a lovely story. This is, again, why I started going down that path, is that for women, we can't just work directly on the problem because everything is connected to everything. And there are so many, then there's too many triggers basically for us to isolate and try to correct. So what we do is we go on a lovely closed eye journey. It's actually fast. It's fun, because it's about using your imagination, which is super cool. And you're free because you've not got any of that social conditioning attached to it. And what we do is you go off on this journey. And as I said to you before, our brain can't actually tell the difference between a story and what's happening now. It also can't tell the difference between me and you. So another thing is often when you're talking, like if you're someone who talks about other people, and you're a bit of a complainer and you're having a bit of a gossip or whatever, well, really, those triggers, those things that annoy you in other people, it's really what annoys you about you. And we're just, you know, using that other to vent that emotion, to clear that emotion. And so that's why we do what we do here. So we go on this lovely journey where you are able to connect to your wisdom. We often can't, women these days, we are so bombarded with information. We are so busy. We are so stressed that we don't connect back to our intuition. And our intuition, women's intuition, is amazing. And it is incredibly strong when we're free to listen to it. So we go through this process where we connect you back to that. And what happens is you learn the wisdom that you needed to learn when you were first developing your core beliefs about who you are, what the world is like, who you are in the world. And so it connects you back to that. So you relearn a more positive, a stronger, more confident belief system unconsciously. That's the beauty of it. We're talking in the unconscious here. So your unconscious brain runs 95% of your decisions every single day. We all think that this conscious brain that's doing all the yammering in our head is the one that makes all the shots, calls all the shots. Absolutely is not. It does 3% decision making in any situation in your day. 95% is actually coming from your core beliefs about yourself, about who you think you're supposed to be in the world, about expectations and all those sorts of things. And so that's the part we're playing in. So you're just having this lovely time with your eyes closed, sorting out some fun story. But what you're really doing is educating your unconscious brain about how you now want to be in the world moving forward. And when you open your eyes 90 minutes later, you will go out in the world and you'll just be like that. That is the beauty of it. It'll be those now are your baseline beliefs about how you are, who you are, what you're doing in the world, and you step forward from that place now. It's so life-changing. It is so fast. It feels a little bit too good to be true, but I promise you it's not, because that's the other part. If I take you on as a client, this is the only method that I know of in the whole personal development industry, where if you don't get the change that we set out at the beginning of your sessions, you get your money back, because I know it will work. I guarantee it.
Yeah. That's amazing. So, you know, I've done a bit of work on the core values recently, and limiting self-beliefs, but they're still coming up for me. The triggers are still there. That's actually, you know, I've probably done this work for maybe 4 years. I'm a slow learner, clearly. Some of the transformations are that you will shift out of those limiting beliefs and move into the space of, you know, where you want to be. Like, and does it help people who not only who are holding themselves back in their careers, but, you know, maybe people who struggle in relationships, in marriage or partnerships, or having leadership issues with other people, or I'm even thinking, you know, health issues, people who can't get their health under control, help in all those aspects as well. If you are anything like me, you think you know your rent roll numbers. Well, I thought I did until I had a rent roll health check, and I was quite literally shocked. The money I was leaving on the table was astounding. And this is not something that I'm proud to admit. There were missed management fees, let fees, advertising, and lease renewal fees not being charged, and properties even without bonds. And all of this was happening despite monthly audits being conducted in my business. So how did I uncover all these gaps in my valuable income? Well, I had a rent roll due diligence from my good friend Tazi, aka the Rent Roll Queen and founder of the Tazi Way, a specialist in rent roll due diligence, business valuation, and management rights. The Tazi Way is the innovative force driving the real estate industry. With 25 years of business and real estate acumen, they find gaps and risks in your agency to find undiscovered value. If you'd like to book your business in for a rent roll due diligence, head to the link in the show notes and mention That Property Mum for a 10% discount. If you're ready to be a super organised, focused and productive property manager, buckle up, because Colmio is about to revolutionise the way that you work. Colmio is the driving force behind property management excellence in residential real estate. Now picture this, a comprehensive end-to-end system designed to be the beating heart of your property management tasks, manage your properties, owners and tenants, and handle payments, inspections, and even marketing listings without leaving the platform. Colmio is designed to be an all-in-one solution to all your property management needs. And here's the game changer. Colmio isn't just software. It's been awarded the most innovative prop tech scale up in 2023. Yes, you heard it right. Colmio has been recognized for their groundbreaking approach to property management software. How good is that? So property managers, whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, dive into the future of property management with Colmio. You can book in a demo with the team today and go in their weekly draw for a Prezi gift card worth $100. All you need to do is to head to the link colmio.com/thatpropertymum, and Colmio is K-O-L-M-E-O.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. So because what it does is gives you a new perspective, because that's what it's all about. I mean, if you've done any sort of, as you've said, you've done some personal development, you would know it's all about awareness. It's all about how are you seeing the situation? What meaning are we attaching to it? And if we change that meaning, and that's one of the exercises I had for you, to give to the listeners as well, but it's along those lines. If you can change the meaning that you apply to it, it's amazing how everything else flows just from that. And that's what we're doing here. We change the meaning you apply to who you are in the world from one of not good enough, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve to have. So many businesswomen I know struggle. They get to a certain level and they cannot, you know, take that next step to push that business into the next area, what's incredibly difficult for them. And it's all because they'll have some belief floating around there about A, that they don't deserve it in some way, or B, there's some belief around money where people who have money are bad or they're greedy or whatever it may be. And if you can flip that, holy moly, like the change in them is amazing, and it shocks them too, because they've still, this is the other part. So yes, I go along and I help you to change those deep core beliefs, and this is the other thing, you know, our deepest core beliefs are all formed by the time we're 8 years old, and then we never question them ever again. And this is all done with a brain that's not even fully developed. Your brain, this again, that problem solving, that logical one that can take in information and make an understanding that it's, this is not about me, this is about the situation or the person, that's not even fully developed until you're like, for women, it's not until about 18 to 20, and for men, it's not until 22, 24. So we're all walking around with beliefs that we have given ourselves from 8 years or younger. And so It's crazy. Yeah. And so, yeah. And you know yourself, it's all about me when you're little, and it's all about, I've done something wrong. And that's what happens. We've usually sort of create this thing about ourselves, a belief, I'm lazy. I'm no good at maths or whatever. I couldn't possibly run a business because I don't know numbers and all of those. It's incredible if you stop and think about it. So that's the sort of thing I'm addressing for women.
So you're telling me that this work will actually help women who maybe in their careers accelerate their careers, if they're in business, accelerate maybe financially, or maybe it's more freedom or whatever their desires are in their business. It will, you know, take them to that mindset, to that next stratosphere, smashing the glass ceiling.
That's right. In whatever area in their life they are feeling stuck, whether that's your health, whether that's money, whether that's business, whether that's family or relationships, this will give you the ability to take the action, because that's the biggest problem for women most of the time, is that they struggle to take that action. They know, we all know what we all have to do. We all know health-wise what we have to do. The struggle is to actually and do it and keep it consistent. Oh, and there's another thing. So we're talking about a lot of the way success is set up in this world is about, okay, you go and do the action. It's 80% action. Go and do the action so you can have the outcomes and then you'll be successful and happy. Well, that's actually completely opposite for women. We have to feel happy and successful. That, and what that means is not that we're not stressed or, you know, everything's like golden, but what it means is that we don't have doubt. We don't have, yeah, it is. We don't have stress, I should say. We don't feel stressed out of our heads. And what happens when you are, and I've talked to women about this, you'll probably find this too, Kylie, when don't you have moments where you just feel like, oh my God, I'm in so in flow and everything's just so easy. It's all working for me.
At the moment, I'm so far from that, but I have definitely, when I've done a lot of that work and it's fresh, I have, yeah, absolutely been in that space and I really am desperate to get back there.
Well, that's our natural space. That's women. That's how women operate in the world. But what happens is we get caught up with these processes that are put on us about we need to be consistent and we need to turn up and do everything, you know, the right way. We've got to take the action and then we'll have the outcome. Well, one of my mentors is my favorite saying for her is that we're all going to ship school to learn how to get us, you know, ship from point A to point B. But what happens if we're the ocean? The ocean is, and that's what us women are. That is what we are. You never know. Even us women don't even know from the next day, one day to the next, how we're going to be feeling because it all is based on the chemicals flowing through our body and we have changing chemicals all the time. And it's part of that issue about why women haven't been included in things before, because for them to include us in studies means, well, firstly, it's all done on rats first and then passed. Then we go on to sort of, you know, the human studies. Well, for them to do that, they'd have to learn the cycle of every single rat, female rat. They then have to learn within that cycle, every individual has their own chemical makeup. We're not the same. It's all different. So, you know, when we're in, you know, a particular phase, I might have more estrogen than you do at that particular phase. And then they introduce the drug and see how that affects. So for them, it's so complicated that they just don't do it. So what they've been doing is going, a female test subject, when you see that term, is actually a baby male castrated rat. That's what they consider. I know, it blows your mind.
Wow.
But that's what they consider a female test subject because they need that consistency. Science wants consistency. And women aren't consistent, hence the point. That is the point of why we need to be studying on females, because we're not consistent. And it's also part of the reason why 60% of people who suffer side effects from medication are women. It's why there's a TED talk out there from Dr. Andrew McGovern where he talks about the last mile of medicine, which is treating females differently to males. He talks about it's so fascinating. He talks about a particular research that was done in the UK in 2017, where they started to look at menopause causing heart issues in females. And they were wondering if it had to do with the lowering of the estrogen. Did it have some sort of protective effect on the heart? And so that's why we had more of an increase in heart disease. So, you know, they went and did the funding, got all of that, and they got 8,341 men and zero women and did tests on that.
Oh my God. That just doesn't even make sense.
No, and that's information that needs to be out there because like your mind is boggled, right? You're like, how can you do that? But that's what's happening. And then we wonder why we feel broken, why we don't, you know, why it doesn't work for us.
Yeah.
So that's my big key point. Is that I really want to educate both men and women so that we can have compassion for each other, so that we can really appreciate the gifts that we bring. We are not supposed to be the same. We are supposed to be different because when we live our true, authentic selves, we are such a great combination. You know, that's how we're supposed to be. I put it back to like the Indian American tribes. I think they've got it absolutely perfect because how they do it is it's the grandmothers that choose who's going to be the chief. They choose the chief and they can sack him at any moment if he's not doing the right thing by the community. And the reason that they do that is because we do need those protectors. We do need the providers. Men are stronger than us. They do have that drive for competition and we need that as a society to grow. But it's the women that are the ones that nurture. It's the women that build the community that go, what's going to be good for my children and then their children. We are so forward facing. And so that's that lovely, that's how we should be. That's how it, you know, needs to operate. And that's what I'd like to bring to the more to the world. So
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. I love that you've introduced men into that as well, because we're 50% of each of the population, and divorce has never been higher, and relationships are tough at times. And I know, speaking personally, that my relationship was not filled with a lot of empathy, so both ways. So, which is, you know, probably a large reason why it didn't last. But I think especially, you know, if there was more empathy, and I know a lot of my girlfriends, like I said, are going through menopause, there's not a lot of empathy from partners and husbands for them going through that and understanding. There's not a lot of conversations, and I've got teenage or young adult sons, and I'm constantly having conversations with them around, you know, menopause and changes and, you know, women, and it probably just goes in one ear and out the other. But I think it is time to have those conversations, and I think the work that you're doing is really valuable. And I love that it's, you know, it takes in holistically a woman. It's not just the brain. It's the hormones. You know, it's the cycles. It's everything. So you said you had a little exercise for us. Was that something you're going to do now with us, or do you want to, or is it something you're going to share in a resource?
Yeah, I have a resource that I can share for you as well. Happy to talk about it now if you'd like.
No, go dive in. Yeah, awesome. I'm loving it. Yeah.
All right, cool. So, well, I've got two things for you. But one of the ones that, you know, how we talked before about putting meaning to things, well, women are really great at that. We actually are quite inferential. It's what we do, because we have, you know, we've got to raise very vulnerable little babies who are very dependent on us. So we do go looking for meaning sometimes where there isn't any. And that can lead us into trouble. That causes sometimes why we have the thoughts and the feelings that we do. So I have this particular exercise. It's called the five finger buster. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you start off with your thumb. And the thumb is actually the event that is causing a trigger for you. So let's just say you're driving in traffic and someone cuts you off, right? So that would be...
Oh, that is triggering.
That would be the event, right? Okay. And then we've got your pointer finger. So that's going to be, what meaning am I applying to that? So that could be like, you know, that'll be, you know, they meant to do that.
They're
a terrible driver. Of course, sorry. Yeah. I'm not about man bashing, but but yes. So what meaning have you applied to that? And then when you have that meaning, when you have that thought about what is that, what's the thoughts that follow that meaning, which is, oh, they're an idiot, they could have caused an accident, or, you know, so selfish, they're so impatient, why couldn't they just wait their turn, whatever that could be. Then number four is your ring finger, and that's the feelings. So what feelings follow that? And they're usually not good, as you would imagine. There'll be anger and all those sorts of things. And then number five is, what's the behavior that follows? So what happens then is you're angry, you're cranky, you get to work, you lash out, you know, the people around you pretty much cop the brunt of that incident that you've just had, basically, because you're all fired up. And that seems long-winded, but it can be done very quickly once you, and that's the thing, you practice it and it can be done very quickly. So once you've done that, what you do is you go back and you go, okay, what was the trigger event again? Okay, it was being cut off by a driver. What meaning, what other meaning can I apply to that? Which could be, oh my God, I hope they're not having a heart attack. I hope that they're okay and that they're, you know, not having a terrible day or something like that. So you're applying a different meaning. You go specifically looking for what's a kinder thing I could say here. And then just watch how these other things that follow. So what's the thoughts then? What's the feeling? And then what's your behavior? And which one's kinder, which one puts you in a better way? It'll be that second one. And so what happens if you practice that, if you get good at that, you can do that in split seconds. And what happens is you stop doing the trigger and you start automatically, you'll get to the meaning and you'll start going, oh, he meant, and then you'll go, oh no, I hope he's okay. I hope they're okay. And you'll just automatically start flowing through to a better outcome. And you'll be much calmer when you come come into work or come home.
That would be amazing for our audience as property managers who do deal with a lot of conflict, and they do take that conflict on personally. You know, you never know what's going on in your property owner's world or your tenant's world, financial pressures, relationship breakdowns, addiction issues, whatever it is. But they take that conflict on as, you know, he spoke so badly to me, but it's, he's speaking badly, but it's not about you.
Might have just been ripped a new one. Yeah,
so I think that's a really good practice. That would work really well, I think, for property managers in that conflict situation of just having something to, you know, silently go through. What meaning can I say? He's having a bad day. He's got under financial pressure.
His family's okay, or
yeah,
you know,
like, yeah. And then you do have that. The ultimate is that you end up with I felt when you said that, I ended up with empathy at the end. Like I felt, oh, I'll just let him in. It doesn't matter. You know, who cares?
And empathy.
Yeah, that's
because we're much happier as human beings when we're actually giving to other people. That's actually the truth. That's for men and women. When we're being grateful and empathetic, actually gives us purpose and makes us much happier as a species. So
that's so true. And sometimes it's really hard to be like that when things happen in your world. Yes. But that's just brilliant advice for anyone listening. And I'm hoping you'll share that resource with me, or some resources with me that I'll share in the show notes, and as well as a link for anybody to reach out if they're interested more in your, what was it again? Transformology. It's a new word. Loving it. Now, I know you've got lots of personal development tools, and you can use transformology as your personal development tool if you like. Could you share something that you think would really benefit our audience today?
Truthfully, one of the best things you can do for yourself is gratitude, and for women, self-care. So gratitude for me comes under self-care. So when I say self-care, sometimes it gets a bit of a bad rap because I think of bubble baths and candles and things, which are lovely and can be great for some women. But when I talk about self-care, I mean things that fill your cup. So things like doing a gratitude journal. If you can think of three things every single night before you go to bed, or every wake up and do it the first thing you do every morning, that will 100% set you up for a much better and calmer day, because you're starting to train your brain to look for positivity instead of negativity, which is actually what it's designed and built to do. So
yeah, we like to avoid negative situations, don't we? Our brains are designed to avoid it. Sorry.
We're designed to go away from discomfort. Absolutely. Yeah. Our brains, and that's what that sabotage is all about, because even though something might not be good for us, it's familiar, so it's not uncomfortable. So that's something good to know as well, that that's what your brain is doing when you're sabotaging yourself. So again, don't beat yourself up about it. All right. We just need to, once we understand it and realize it, you just need to make a change. That's what it is, to go push through. So yeah, but self-care would be, it's gratitude, meditation if you're into that, because it's all about anything that grounds you, going out for a walk, exercise. We all know that exercise is a brilliant thing for our brains and bodies, and that's what we want. We're looking for the things that are going to calm all those systems down, calm your mental load, and allow you to take a breath, because you know yourself, when you're in that space, you make much better decisions. And that's basically what we're looking for. And the very last tip that I will leave you and your listeners with, that I think is incredibly important, is that emotions aren't there to something to be scared of. They're purely there as a lesson. And if we can start to look at them as that, instead of making more out of it, instead of it making it mean something about us, if we can just look at it and go, oh, there's a message here. What is the thing I need to learn in this situation? What is the thing that I need to, because usually it's telling you something needs to change. You're not having a value met. You're not having a need met, or something like that. And that's, if we can start looking at it like that, that these triggers and these emotions are purely there as information, just like when you put your hand on a hot plate and your nerves say, you know, send message to your brain saying, oh my God, take that off, take your hand off, we're going to burn. That's what emotions are too. It's just a message to say something in a situation isn't meeting one of my needs, values.
That's
amazing.
If we
can do that, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. Great, great lesson and great advice there. How can our audience connect further with you?
Absolutely. So I have a website which you can go on and look at and also book in one of those 20-minute discovery calls with me. I have a Facebook page called Self Connection on Facebook, and I've got Self Connection 101 on Instagram as well if you'd like to follow along and learn a bit more about what makes us us and why we do the crazy things that we do.
That is amazing. I will share all of those links in the show notes, as well as any amazing resources that you share with us. I'll be booking in for a 20-minute call. So send me that calendar link as soon as possible. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Kylie.
One thing I dread doing is chasing up rent arrears and debt collection. It takes up valuable time and it can often lead to conflict. But it is a necessary evil when you are running a property management business. But there is an easier way to make sure your tenant's rent is paid on time and in advance, and it's called RentPay. RentPay is a secure and simple to use payment platform that saves agents time and money with fast, accurate receipting while making life better for renters. To top it all off, you'll never have to worry about dishonor fees or unknown deposits again. How good is that? Cleared funds are deposited straight into your bank account in a single daily payment with accurate receipting and reference numbers auto-assigned, and it's fully compatible with all trust accounting systems. It's a super flexible payment option for tenants who can pay rent in multiple ways, including direct debit, credit card, or instantly pay with payer ID. Fees are minimal, and RentPay even helps with the rent arrears process by automating reminders to renters when payments are due or missed. If you are currently paying large bank fees, struggling with constant dishonors because the funds aren't cleared when their funds land in your trust, or wasting time chasing up unknown payments, I encourage you to book in a free demo with RentPay and give yourself and your renters an easier way to pay rent. There's been so much talk of stress, overwhelm, and burnout in property management lately. Do you want to know how I overcame all of that? Yes, I hit rock bottom multiple times, but I got myself a virtual assistant. Actually, not just one, but three. But I didn't just get any VA, I got a PMVA. What are they? Well, they are the most well-trained in the business. And not only that, you also have a backup VA. So that essentially, your business is never without admin support ever again. And my health, time, and business has never looked back. Your PMVA can take care of tasks like rent arrears, lease preparation and renewals, maintenance follow-up, routine inspection bookings, data entry, audits, prospecting, inbox management, and so much more. And the best part of implementing a PMVA in my business was that it freed up my time and my team's time to take care of important things like customer service. What makes me feel so safe is that PMVA is owned by Tiffany Botel, both here and in the Philippines, making my data secure and giving me more control over the VA arrangement. So head to the link in the show notes to book in your discovery call with Lady Boss Tiff. Can I ask you a quick favor before you leave this episode? Now, we all know how important reviews are for businesses these days, and mine is no different. If you could spare just a minute to follow, rate, and review this podcast, it would mean a lot to me. In fact, what would get me super excited is if you share this podcast with someone in the industry who you think might need to hear some of the episodes right now. And if you'd like to find out more about working with me or any of the products I have to help you start, grow, or scale your property management business, head to my website, thatpropertymum.com.au, or check out the links in the show notes.